quarter to nine on Morning Ireland. We're going to Scotland next, where the First Minister Nicola Sturgeon will appear before a committee investigating her government's handling of sexual harassment allegations against her predecessor Alex Salmond. Mr Salmond was acquitted of all charges in a court of law last March, but a year earlier the Scottish Government had investigated the allegations in a case which, according to its own legal advice published last night, it was never going to win. The Scottish Conservatives have called on Nicola Sturgeon to resign. Paul Hutchin is political editor with Scotland's Daily Record newspaper. He's on the line. Paul, what are the Conservatives accusing Nicola Sturgeon of?
The Conservatives are accusing the First Minister of a whole raft of breaches of the Ministerial Code of Conduct, which ordinarily, if proven, would result in a resignation. They put out a statement yesterday detailing what they regard as the charge sheet, and they've also said they're going to be tabling a motion of no confidence in the First Minister, which they hope will take place as soon as possible. So it's quite the backdrop to Nicola Sturgeon giving evidence to the Holyrood inquiry in about 20 minutes' time.
Yeah, and is there a separate inquiry underway to establish whether or not she broke the Ministerial Code?
Yes, there are two key inquiries here. One is by a Holyrood committee into how the government mishandled the sexual misconduct probe into Alex Salmond. And then there is a separate probe led by a former prosecutor, James Hamilton, into specifically whether Nicola Sturgeon breached her own ministerial code of conduct. And I think there's a feeling that that latter probe, the one by James Hamilton, is more serious for the First Minister, because he's not a politician, he's got no political background. He was actually appointed by the Scottish Government. And if someone like him was to make a negative finding against Nicola Sturgeon, it would be very difficult for her to stay in post. So I think there's no doubt that in terms of the SNP, they're perhaps more concerned about that investigation rather than the one that's taking place at Holyrood today.
And Mr Hamilton, a former DPP in this country as well. So, Paul, Mr Salmond, he was found not guilty in a court of law. He gave evidence, very comprehensive evidence, to this committee last week. In effect, in a nutshell, does he believe there was a plot, a malicious plot against him from several people close to the First Minister?
He does. Alex Salmond gave evidence to the inquiry last week. It was a six-hour session, probably one of the most dramatic moments of devolution. And in that session, he outlined what he regarded was a plot or a conspiracy by people such as Nicola Sturgeon's husband, Peter Murrell, her chief of staff, Liz Lloyd, and two other named officials. And his argument essentially was that they plotted against him to the extent that they wanted to have him imprisoned. Now, that is quite an allegation. It's an allegation that the SNP and Nicola Sturgeon have flatly denied. But given how close Nicola Sturgeon and Alex Salmond once were when they were in government, it just shows the full extent of this breakdown, this spectacular breakdown. And there's no doubt that this story is going to run on and on and on.
Yeah, I have a memory of them being very close politically. What impact might it have on the SNP's electoral performance in the parliamentary elections coming up in May?
Well, the incredible thing about this whole scandal, this whole row, is that we've got a Holyrood election coming up in about 2 months' time. Opinion polls show that the SNP are on course for an overall majority in the Scottish Parliament, but the latest poll shows that the numbers are tight, and that if they were to go down 2 or 3 percentage points, that forecasted majority may be very much in jeopardy. So the stakes are very high. If they have a majority, then the votes in the Scottish Parliament are not particularly competitive. If they are the largest minority, then they have to rely on other political parties to get through their agenda. So this probably couldn't come at a worse time for Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP.
Great to talk to you, and thank you for bringing us up to date on that story in Scotland. Paul Hutchin, political editor with Scotland's Daily Record newspaper. It's